Kentucky school superintendents were grappling with the issue of mask policies before Governor Andy Beshear issued an executive order on Tuesday mandating masks for all schools in the Commonwealth. Monday's decision by Warren County Public Schools to return to a mask requirement led to a public show of frustration by some parents. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. 5 days into the new school year, Superintendent Rob Clayton issued a mea culpa in announcing Warren County schools would return to mask for all students and staff regardless of vaccination status.
What we do know that if we had started school with the face coverings, we could have reduced the number of quarantines.
More than 700 students and staff are currently quarantined due to possible exposure to someone with COVID-19. Clayton says that threatens the school system's ability to continue holding in-person classes 5 days a week. As much as parents don't want to return to virtual learning, some are upset by the mask requirements. Questioning the effectiveness of masks and touting their constitutional rights not to wear them, about a dozen parents debated outside the district's central office.
So don't tell me I don't know what's going on.
I never told you that. I never said that. I'm saying that the mask is not going to
save anybody. Ashley Pierce has two children enrolled in Rich Pond Elementary and South Warren Middle School.
They did live some type of normalcy for 5 days. And then you just jerk them around like they're resilient. It's time for parents to take a stand for their children. They're not resilient anymore.
Mask opponents at the protest claim there's no scientific evidence confirming masks work in preventing the spread of airborne viruses. But Superintendent Rob Clayton said in a news conference that outside of vaccinations, masks are the best hope of keeping kids in the classroom.
If we have our students and our staff wearing masks properly, we can reduce the number of quarantines. We know that because the CDC guidance is very clear.
Clayton said the decision to require universal masking was largely reached by the high number of quarantines and how fast variants are spreading compared to the original coronavirus. With 2,500 new cases of COVID-19 just on Tuesday, Governor Andy Beshear issued a mask mandate for all of Kentucky's K-12 public schools. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.